in this bulletin. The federal government defends its handling of an asylum claim by a Saudi woman holed up in a Thailand hotel room. More than a million cigarettes illegally imported into Australia seized by border officials in Melbourne. And in tennis, Nick Kyrgios excited by a challenging Australian Open draw. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sonia Heidemann. Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says Australia had moved quickly to process the case of a Saudi woman who asked for asylum, saying she feared for her life. Mr. Tehan says Australia had begun the application process, but Canada then decided to take Rahaf Mohammed Alkunin in. The 18-year-old says she'd fled alleged family abuse. Ms. Alkunin had barricaded herself in an airport hotel room in the Thai capital to avoid deportation and mounted a social media campaign for asylum. Mr. Tehan says he's pleased the outcome is positive.
We were working very quickly to try and look at her case and process her case, but Canada have stepped in, and I think everyone would welcome the fact that she will be going to Canada and will be safe.
The Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says Australia acted too slowly.
Canada showed Australia up. Justin Trudeau showed leadership and showed up Scott Morrison. He did what Scott Morrison and Australia should have done.
US President Donald Trump says he would sign a bill passed by Congress on Friday to guarantee federal workers be paid immediately after the partial government shutdown is over. Around 800,000 federal employees have now missed paychecks. The House passed the bill requiring all government workers get retroactive pay after the shutdown ends. Mr. Trump says he'll make sure people get paid quickly once the stalemate over funding for a border wall is resolved.
A bill was just passed, which I will sign in Congress, making sure that everybody's going to be paid immediately upon when this is over.
More than a million cigarettes illegally imported into Australia under a layer of loose tea have been seized by border officials in Melbourne. Two men have been arrested after Australian Border Force officers stopped a rental truck in Tullamarine containing $10 million worth of illegal tobacco. Border Force Acting Commander Colin Drysdale says the seizure will have a significant impact on illicit tobacco supplies in Melbourne. Police are hunting for a man who sexually assaulted a four-year-old girl in a public toilet at a Queensland beach. The man allegedly assaulted the girl on January 4th when she visited the toilet at Tickle Park at Coolum Beach on the Sunshine Coast. Police are calling for public help to provide any information about the attack. A United States defence official says the process has begun to remove some US military cargo from Syria. The move comes after President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw American forces from the country. The official says the movement of equipment is part of what the military calls a deliberate withdrawal from Syria. About 2,000 troops have been working with a coalition of Syrian Kurdish and Arab fighters charged with defeating the Islamic State group. To sport now, tennis. And a refreshed Nick Kyrgios says he's excited by his Australian Open draw, confident he can rise to the occasion of a blockbuster first-round clash with former Wimbledon finalist Milos Raonic. Unseeded at a Grand Slam for the first time since the 2015 US Open, Kyrgios faces a perilous path with 16th seed Raonic, 2014 champion Stan Wawrinka, and world number four Alexander Zverev lying in wait even before the quarterfinals. Having spent Christmas in hospital after being bitten by a spider, the Australian's Brisbane International title defence was cut short in the second round. An undaunted Kyrgios says he believes Tuesday's clash might be just the start he needs at Melbourne Park. Tennis great Roger Federer believes improved diet and greater professionalism will lead to more tennis stars playing deep into their 30s. Federer will match Leighton Hewitt's record of 20 consecutive Australian Open appearances when he bids for an unprecedented seventh men's singles crown in Melbourne. The Swiss is promising to return again next year at age 38 and a half if he mounts yet another successful title defence over the coming fortnight. And now a look at the weather. Perth, sunny, a top of 32 degrees. Adelaide, also sunny, 33. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 25. Hobart, mostly sunny, 23. Canberra, similar conditions, 35. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 28. Sydney, sunny 31. Newcastle, much the same, 33. Brisbane, mostly sunny 31. Cairns, showers easing 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. This is SBS News.